Thank you for your interest. I'm Vikas Telyani of Heat Biologics, and it's my great pleasure to give an overview of our poster. PTX-35 is a potential first-in-class agonist antibody targeting Death Receptor 3, or TNF Receptor Superfamily 25. The objective of our experiments here is to demonstrate synergistic combination of mouse PTX-35 with a PD-1 checkpoint inhibitor, mouse HS-110, and mouse HS-130. By way of background, HS-110 is a lead product of our company, currently in phase 2 in non-small cell lung cancer. HS-110 is an allogeneic cell-based therapy that is designed to secrete multiple cancer testis antigens chaperoned by GP96. HS-130 is an allogeneic cell-based therapy designed to express a costimulatory molecule, OX40 ligand. HS-130 is currently in phase 1 for solid tumors. In this presentation, I'm referring to all mouse versions as PTX-35, HS-110, and HS-130. In Figure 1, we illustrate the mechanism of action of PTX-35 and other co-stimulatory molecules. As you can see, DR3 as well as many co-stimulators and co-inhibitors are expressed on activated T lymphocytes. Their specific ligands are expressed on professional antigen-presenting cells or tumor cells. Co-stimulation by PTX-35 in conjunction with HS-110, HS-130, or a PD-1 inhibitor may enhance T-cell activation, resulting in further tumor growth inhibition. In Figure 2A, B6 mice were challenged in marine B16 F10 melanoma tumors expressing ovalbumin and then adoptively transferred using syngeneic, ova-specific CD8 T-cells. Three dosages of PTX-35 at 0.1, 1 and 10 milligrams per kg were administered in combination with either HS-110 and or HS-130. In Figure 2B and C, we show that PTX-35 at all three dosages evaluated in combination with HS-110 and HS-130 significantly expanded tumor-specific CD8 T-cells in the peripheral blood. The magnitude exceeded the additive value of each agent alone, suggesting synergistic interactions. Similar interactions were observed for the expansion of tumor-specific effector and effector memory CD8 T-cells in the spleen, as shown in Figure 2D and E. In Figure 3, significant tumor growth inhibition and reduction in tumor weight were observed in all three dosages of PTX-35 in combination with HS-110 and HS-130 compared to single agent. In Figure 4, these combinations all resulted in higher frequency of tumor-infiltrating CD8-T lymphocytes, or TILs. These results demonstrated that PTX-35 synergizes with HS-110 and HS-130. Anti-PD-1 therapy has become the standard of care for multiple tumors. We evaluated the efficacy of adding anti-PD-1 to PTX-35 and HS-110. Given that all three dosages of PTX-35 demonstrated similar anti-tumor activity in combination with HS-110, we used 1 mg per kg in the following experiments. Figure 5A depicts a study design which is similar to the previous study. In Figure 5B, increased proportion of activated antigen-specific CD8 T effector cells in the peripheral blood was observed for the combination of all three agents. This also resulted in tumor growth inhibition and prolonged survival in Figure 5C and D. IND-enabling activities and clinical supply manufacturing has been completed. In this table, we summarize the safety, toxicity, and pharmacodynamics data. As you can see, PTX-35 has a favorable safety profile. We would like to point out that no deleterious cytokine release and no suppression of T-cell-dependent antibody response was observed at all the doses evaluated. In conclusion, synergistic interactions of PTX-35 with HS-110 and HS-130 was demonstrated in mice, resulting in tumor growth inhibition, activation of effector and memory CD8 T-cells, and expansion of TILs. The addition of anti-PD-1 to PTX-35 and HS-110 resulted in prolonged survival and enhanced antigen-specific CD8 T-cell responses. PTX-35 has a favorable safety profile, and a first in-human study in cancer patients is planned.